The ghost of Sparrows Point is hovering over a hotly contested state Senate race in Baltimore County. WIPR's John Lee reports that the contest pits a locally known name against a political newcomer.
On a warm, sunny weekday morning, candidates for county council in the state house are trolling for votes in the parking lot of the Dundalk Early Voting Center. Republican state Senate candidate Johnny Ray Salling runs into voter Harry Hutchinson, who says his two sons had to leave the state to find work.
Business is gone. There's no training here. There's absolutely no training. Apprenticeships are gone. Everything's gone.
Candidates always talk about jobs, finding them, keeping them. It can sound kind of stale after a while. But in Dundalk, it's the real deal. For decades, the local economy was driven by the steel mill at Sparrows Point. In its heyday, it meant up to 30,000 jobs. But by the time it shut down 2 years ago, about 2,000 jobs remained. Salling has had a ringside seat for the dismantling of the steel mill. For 25 years, he's worked at Lafarge, a plant at Sparrows Point that makes materials for the construction industry. Salling says he's running for office for the first time because while he's still working, he's had a lot of friends who have been thrown out of work and can't find jobs.
They've been trained. They've exhausted their means for unemployment and the money that they were given and allocated. But all that being gone, they still don't have jobs.
Salling says local legislators haven't been doing enough to help out the unemployed and attract new business to the east side of Baltimore County. He says that includes Delegate John Olszewski. Salling and Olszewski are running for the Senate seat Stone held for 48 years. Olszewski says he knows this election is largely about jobs. If he wins the promotion, Olszewski says he'll propose legislation to give tax breaks to manufacturers who set up shop at Sparrows Point.
We'll forgive a company's tax credit burden for between 5 and 10 years, depending on the number of jobs created and economic activity.
Olszewski's name is well known. His father is retiring from the Baltimore County Council after serving 4 terms. People call him Johnny O, and his son, Johnny O. Jr. That familiarity pays off, like when Olszewski was making his pitch for Leah Bringle's support during early voting.
I've known your family.
Yes.
And I was born a Democrat.
Okay. I'll take that as a yes, I hope.
But Salling is dropping a name, too. Larry Hogan's.
Thank you for voting.
Yeah.
Thank you for voting for the Hogan team.
Salling's opening line when meeting a voter is to say that he's a member of the Republican gubernatorial nominee's team. Even though registered Democrats outnumber Republicans by more than 2-1 in the district, both Salling and Olszewski agree Hogan will do well here.
And all we're hearing is they want change. They're tired of what's been going on. They're tired of being taxed to death. They're tired of losing the jobs.
Olszewski says it's a difficult political climate for a current lawmaker. So he's been knocking on doors, close to 10,000 by his count, to remind voters that he opposed increases in the gas and sales taxes, and that he wants a flat fee put on the Key Bridge for local commuters to save them money at the tolls. It now costs $8 round trip. A few years ago, it cost half that.
Of all the taxes that have been enacted, the tolls affect folks in my district more than any individual tax.
There's a third candidate in the race, Scott Collier, who is running as an unaffiliated candidate. He failed to respond to requests for an interview. I'm John Lee reporting in Dundalk for 88.1 WIPR.
There's more election news online. Go to wipr.org/elections. Elections Day is less than a week away. Tuesday of next week, the 4th of November. Early voting continues today and tomorrow. Maryland's early voting centers are open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. We can help you find your early voting center through a link on our website, wipr.org. Nearly 200,000 Marylanders have already cast ballots during the first 6 days of early voting. That represents about 5.4% of the state's eligible voters. I'm Nathan Sterner, and you're listening to your public radio.